Welcome, everyone. May I have approval? I have a motion to approve the minutes of the reorg meeting and the regular meeting of August 26th. Ms. Malesi, seconded by Ms. Donaldson. All in favor? Passes 7-0. All right, superintendent's report.
Oh, good evening, everybody. Here we are, the first meeting of the new school year. It was a great start to all schools. Schools opened on Wednesday, September 5th. It's probably one of the smoothest openings we've had yet. The day was spent welcoming children back to routines. The buildings never looked better. We can attest by seeing them, many of us. Please give a warm thank you to our terrific custodial, maintenance, and ground staff when you see them. During our retreat back in the summer, we had some time to explore as a board the 18-19 exit data. And with that, I'd like to spend our time during our next work-study session of September 25th to review and finalize the board's draft anchor goals for the 19-20 school year. I'm sorry, that's the 23rd. It's my intent to present them at the October board meeting as a presentation on goals for the upcoming year, just so the board is aware. Also back in August, we had our directors on site. They met in district to discuss the upcoming superintendent conference days that we participated in. On day two of superintendent's conference day, directors met with their respective departments to begin collaborating on the year's SMART goals. Goals are currently being finalized and shared among the central office team. Directors have also analyzed current regions and AP data reports. So some good work coming out of our departments. Last week, as schools opened, we did send some reminder letters to families. We sent out the reminder, the annual reminder on allergy awareness. As we do each year, our school nurse will also be providing a training session for all classroom parents on school allergies. She does a terrific job at that every year. And I'm working on dates with Nurse McHugh and the building nurses who will conduct that evening of professional development for parent reps. Our Meet the Teacher evenings are coming up, and they can all be found in the district calendar. They do begin this week, beginning with tomorrow night is the grade school open house Meet the Teacher night from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. This Thursday night, we have our elementary school Meet the Teacher Night open house for grades K-1 and 2 from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. And then the high school open house Meet the Teacher Night is on September 25th from 7 to 9 p.m. So we're really looking forward to welcoming our parents back on those evenings. Tonight, we also begin our guidance evening hours. They are scheduled once again. You'll see them noted in the district calendar throughout the school year. It's been a wonderful effort over the last 4 years, thanks to Mr. Murphy, who's helped make counseling services available to families after school hours. We want to thank our guidance counselors who have been here on those nights. It's made a big, big impact. So please refer to the district calendar for dates and times. And we pair those each month with board meetings. They're usually on the same night leading up to the time to start our board meetings. In October, we have National School Board Recognition Month, and with that, we'll be honoring all trustees at our regular Board of Education business meeting in October. And just a couple more notes, the BTA Golf Outing, the 8th annual BTA Gives Back Charity Golf Outing fundraiser is going to take place on October 7th. At the Don Conroy Golf Course. Proceeds will go to benefit a children's college fund for the children of teacher Joseph Rajapani, as well as to support the Mike Green Great Guy Foundation. And as always, we thank our Teachers Association for supporting these great causes. And finally, I want to just remind everybody, save the date. October 12th, that's a Saturday, is Babylon's Homecoming Parade. Football game and annual Distinguished Alumni Hall of Fame and Athletic Hall of Fame inductions. That will take place on Saturday, October 12th, 2019. And that's it. Thank Good start to the year, yes.
Thank you, Mrs. Dawes. And now committee reports. Audit Committee.
Good evening, everyone. So the Audit Committee is going to meet on the 23rd before our executive session. And on October 21st, during our work study, we will be presenting the findings of the independent auditors to the public and to you all. Any questions? You can let me know. Thank you.
Thanks. Finance and teachers?
Honestly, that's not the report at this time. Buildings and grounds, Mr. Montalto?
Okay. We had a meeting today. We talked about the voter-approved bond, which was approved for $500,000, the capital project.
Yeah.
And that's, we talked about a few things that we're going to do for us. And one is doing the steps at Row Hall and also putting in a handicap ramp for there. And just talking, the estimates for that are pretty high. So in doing that, the other projects are going to, they're going to be small projects. We talked about a few bathrooms, but the bathrooms, they're pretty expensive. So we may be able to get one bathroom in for that full 500. And that's about it. We'll know more in a couple more weeks on those numbers. And the other thing is we talked about the district is retiring a bond in 21-22. And it's a $1.26 million bond. So we need to talk about that and possibly doing another bond. That number is equivalent to about $13,500,000. So if we do that over 15 years, that debt would kind of stay the same and it would cost the taxpayers any more money. The problem with that is $13 million sounds like a lot of money, but it's not much. So, again, we're going to look into this more and I'll get back to you.
Great. Thank you. Technology, Ms. Rossi.
Okay, the wiring project is moving forward as planned. Over the next couple of weeks, the east-west wing of the high school second floor will lose access to printers. But this will not impact construction. All teachers will have access to alternate printers throughout the district. In regards to the one-to-one devices, there are still several seventh graders that haven't picked up their devices yet. Phone calls are being made this week to hopefully facilitate that happening. There's been an influx of new registrants, so some of those students do not have devices yet. They should have them by the end of the week. And a large number of upper-class students with one-to-one devices were requesting support from IT last week, mostly related to the updates. The IT support team is working hard to resolve all those issues as quickly as possible. And our next meeting will be September 23rd
at 5 o'clock. Thank you. Curriculum, Mrs. Okay. Our first meeting is going to be next Monday, and we're going to be discussing our professional development plan.
Thank you. And policy. Good evening. Our policy committee met on Monday, August 5th, and we discussed, as I mentioned in my last report, the homeless children regulation and the board meeting procedures policy. At our last meeting, the homeless children policy was adopted, and tonight the board procedures policy will be adopted. As we discussed at the last couple of meetings, these revised procedures, which came out of a recommendation from our board retreat, will allow for questions on board agenda items to be answered proactively, so we can eliminate some of the we'll get back to you. When an agenda is sent out to the public from now on, it will be indicated that any questions can be emailed in advance to Mrs. Rossi. Questions and comments section from visitors will remain for any questions or comments, or even questions on agenda items that are not emailed to Mrs. Rossi. Our next meeting will be on Tuesday, October 8th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Great, thank you everybody. Any questions from visitors on agenda items? Okay, any questions from the board? May I have a motion to omnibus items 1 through 12? Mrs. Patnay, second. Mrs. Juris, any discussion? All in favor? And against? Great. And may I have a motion to approve items 1 through 12? Mrs. Noesi, seconded by Mrs. Montalto. All in favor? Passes 7 to 12. Other business.
I want to congratulate Margaret Enkababian. She just received tenure tonight. Congratulations. Mrs. Enkababian has been a staple at Babylon Elementary School. We're so happy to have you as part of our permanent Babylon team. So welcome, and welcome to her family. Congratulations. A very wonderful, wonderful person. Thank you for helping me. items under new business?
Okay, first.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
No, you can.
Okay. So this will be the second year that we try to meet with our PTAs, the second annual district board of education /PTA dinner. We do a working dinner, and we will be sharing with our parent leaders some of the board's goals for the year and possibly some ecological goals that we might have.
Green initiatives. Yeah.
Green initiatives. And I have 3 dates for the board to consider, so you can write these down, and we can pick one, and I'll share these dates with the PTA leadership as well. October 23rd. October 24th or October 29th. Okay, so I guess just respond to me if you have some work-related conflicts. All right, and we'll be in touch with each other. And I'll email those out to you as well.
Great.
Let's see. I just wanted to also let the Board of Education know. Every summer we update our safety plans. We send those safety plans to our local precinct as well as New York State. Somebody from the table questioned, first of all, the district safety plan is actually online, but it does not contain the relevant information that we're really not allowed to give, like telephone numbers and discreet locations where kids go for obvious reasons. So I just wanted to clarify that. There's certain things in those safety plans we cannot share for the safety of our school district, but all of those safety plans are updated to date, and they are shared out annually at the beginning of each school year with local authorities, okay? So I just wanted to bring everyone's attention to that. Also, the professional development plan you see here, that was approved tonight. As of tomorrow morning, it will get uploaded to the district website, and I know the curriculum committee is looking at that at their next meeting. Okay?
Okay, so I have 2 things related to each other. The first one, since Mrs. Rossi brought up the BTA fundraiser, I don't know if this is the one that we do the sign clappers for the holes, but in the past we've donated money to do that. It's this one. So we need to talk about that if we're in favor of doing that again. Okay, I will reach out and find out, and we'll collect the money together. Great. The second has to do with this. In the past few years, we've lost 2 teachers very untimely. And in talking with Mr. Richard Billy briefly about the best way to honor our teachers and also support our teachers that are still here, I know we've had individual casual conversations, but perhaps doing something maybe during Teacher Appreciation Week to show the staff that we're thinking of them and all our staff, our HIN, our clerical, our custodial, and our teachers. I was thinking maybe something health related. I see a lot of mobile health clinics around. Maybe we can work with central office to find out if we can bring in some type of unit, offer some screenings when teachers have free time, or anything else you can think of, but I'd like it to be something positive in memory of our teachers that we've lost. So I just wanted to open that up if anyone had ideas. I looked into 2 or 3 mobile clinics. Suffolk County has one, and then St. Francis Hospital has one, and another organization whose name I've forgotten has one. So if we want to think about it, talk about it at the next board meeting, maybe do some research, or just something that we can initiate for them and then plan out for May and work with the unions and central office to get it done.
Can we talk about it at the next work study?
Is that
sure.
Good? Yeah. All right, so maybe we'll use some, brainstorming.
Do you have information?
I've been trying to find information because we do that in my district, but I've kind of hit a dead wall. I went to the one person I thought did it. She said, no, it's not me.
Okay.
Ask so-and-so.
Okay.
So-and-so. She goes, no, it's her. So I've been...
Right. Well, on St.
So
Francis, the hospital system, they do have a mobile health clinic that comes and screens for a couple of different things. It's just like a walk-in type thing. Just something to say, we care, we want to...
Very accessible.
Yes.
It's
so
accessible.
That's one thing, but
yeah.
It could be anything else that we think of. Just something to honor their memories and support our staff.
Okay. That's it for us.
Okay. And now I can't report on that. Okay. Representatives of organizations, please. approach the podium and state your name. Okay. Questions or comments from visitors? Please approach the podium and state your name. Okay. So our next board meeting will be a work study meeting here in the library, September 23rd at 7:30. And following that, we have a regular business meeting Monday, October 7th at 7:30 in the library. May I have a motion to adjourn? This is yours. Seconded by Mr. Montalvo. All in favor? Great. Have a great night, everyone.